saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand, walking through the streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fook's, gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Kitchen door, you better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's. His hair was perfect.
This is a Halloween fill-in episode. Our secret Halloween fill-in episode.
Surprise. It's super secret.
Super, super secret. And we've got a couple special guests, I think.
Coming in.
Oh my god, they just walked in right now.
Whoa.
Whoa, so nice to meet you guys.
Super crazy.
Oh, whoa, who's
so,
the... Hey guys, yeah. It's me, Bob.
It's so nice to meet you.
Yeah, you know they're it's crazy. They've been planning stories about me in the press.
What stories, Bob?
You know, they say I shot a man named Ray, and took his wife to Italy.
Oh wow! Whoa.
And she inherited $1 million, and when she died, it came to me.
Oh my gosh!
I can't help it if I'm lucky.
Wow. So glad that we have this opportunity to interview rock and roll legend Bob Dylan. And
how do you feel about Timothée Chalamet playing you in the new biopic?
See, the problem with him is there's too many lookalikes of him walking around Brooklyn. You see, they're getting arrested, and I'm not about, you know, I think if you get arrested, it should be for something good.
Thought is the mind killer.
Wow.
So, you know, what's crazy is I think another Bob Dylan just walked in.
Another Bob Dylan
just walked in, too.
I thought it was Elvis that walked in.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, my bad. You guys looked kind of similar.
Hey, wait. It's me, Elvis. Happy Halloween.
Hey, baby.
thank you.
I'm here to say happy Halloween to all my listeners out there. thank you very much.
Well,
should we go over some costumes?
Yeah, let's go over the costume. So, where should we start? I think there's only one costume.
Well, we did over what?
Two costumes.
There's a night going on.
When Elvis isn't Elvis, there's like his
Ennis.
Ennis?
Jack. It's Jack and Ennis?
Yeah.
I'm trying to dress like Jack right
Ennis.
Now, low key.
Yeah, I could be Ennis.
Yeah.
Wait, what's Jack and
Wait,
Ennis?
Wait, I could be Jack.
I'll be Ennis.
We could have had a good laugh together, Ennis.
We did
a real good laugh.
Up on Brokeback Mountain.
But all you wanted, all we got is Brokeback Mountain.
Who's going to be Michelle Williams?
I'm Jake. I'm Jack.
Yeah, I'll be Heath.
Yeah.
Wait, is Ennis.
Yeah, you'll Ennis. Be Ennis.
I'll be
I'll
Ennis.
Be Jack.
I'll be Ennis.
Jack. Yeah, so.
He's just a, he's just, okay, someone be Michelle, someone, what's Michelle
someone
Williams?
Be,
well, wait, what, isn't it like, he walks out, she walks out, and
yeah,
they're like making out.
They're just making out. But they're just fishing buddies.
Yeah, we're just fishing buddies.
Yeah, we just like to go fishing.
We just like to go fishing. And Brokeback Mountain.
Sometimes I forget to, like, take off the packaging, though. That's, like, kind of my bad.
I love you, Anish. Anish.
Anish.
Anish.
So let's talk about the substance. Let's talk about the substance now.
So in spirit of that.
So me and Margo saw the substance.
We did.
Sorry, Django. Django. But me personally, 5 out of 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's her name? Who plays it? Demi Moore?
Demi Moore.
Yeah.
Demi Moore has words for you.
She did a good job. My problem with the film isn't Demi Moore.
It was kind of like Barbie.
My problem is that it sucked. Oh. Yeah. So
can we get an elaboration on how it's like Barbie?
It's kind of superficial, and it's like feminism where it's like,
it's,
oh
yeah.
No.
It thinks that the message is like super, super deep, but it's actually quite straightforward. And there's like a lot of scenes in the movie, a movie that's like 2.5 hours,
yeah.
Keep in mind, where it's like they'll like show you every single clue. Like it's really like hammering you over the head with the like imagery. Like there was
one
exposition, there's one like part where she basically she has like a key card thing to like a Dropbox, and she has to like call a person, whatever. I won't elaborate because I don't know, maybe that's a spoiler, but like they show the key card and they like show the number on it, and then they show her on the phone and they show her face like really upset, and then on the phone it's like the like saying bad things, and she's like, oh my god, it's just like super, like, do you know what I mean? There's no room for
like
figuring out anything.
I think it's
by yourself.
Supposed to be kind of like comical and how like simple it is.
Yeah.
Just like A to B to C. Like
it's quite,
lady
yeah.
hates aging, takes magical substance, things go wrong.
And I, but in the first, I want to say maybe 20 minutes in, I had like a moment, and I was like, I need to remember this thought that I'm having. So I wrote it down in the dark with a pen on my arm because I didn't want to be that guy that pulls out like a phone in the movie theater. And so I wrote down in really terrible handwriting, would you rather age naturally or give yourself a spinal tap every day for the rest of your life?
What is a spinal tap?
I mean, the people on Ozempic would probably say the
pretty
second
much,
one.
Pretty much that's the plot.
Yeah.
Isn't Spinal Tap a band that's not a real band? From
no,
the
like
movie,
you, like,
This Is... Apparently they played at UBC, my dad and my
really?
Mom, when they were,
and,
like, our age.
And Saul Goodman was here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
but they played at UBC, like, back in the day, like, after that movie came
Sweet.
Out.
Sweet.
Yeah. Nice. Anyways, sorry.
What do you think they'd
what
think
is
of
the
substance?
Effect?
Yeah.
Do you think they'd
well,
like
they
the
would,
substance?
They would probably pick the latter option.
You think, yeah.
Well, the one of the guys in Spinal Tap is the brother on Better Call Saul.
Oh, my God.
And
we just found
what's that guy's name? Chuck? Chuck? The brother Chuck that, like,
oh,
can't
yeah,
go outside?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So maybe
wait,
that...
Why
does,
can't he go outside?
Because he makes
he's
up, like...
To
he makes up that he's allergic to, like, electricity or something.
Okay, yeah.
And,
wait, he made up that he's allergic to electricity?
Yeah, because there's a very insane scene where he goes to court and he has a cell phone.
It's this, like, whole setup where they're, like... oh, really? You're like allergic to electricity. Like, you must be dying right now in this courtroom. And he's like, it's fine. You know, you turn down the lights. Like, I'm okay. And he's like, well, check your pocket. And he like planted this cell phone on him. And he's like,
wait, actually, are you saying this is what happened?
Yeah. Sorry, oh my God. Spoilers. Like, yeah. And then they like plant this cell phone. He's like on trial. And they're like, somehow part of the trial was like, does he actually have this? Is this real? Or is he just like literally crazy making up like, I'm allergic to electricity? And then he, like, plants his cell phone and he's like, oh, I knew there was something wrong. Like, there's so much pain in my body. And then he's like, open up this cell phone. And then there's no battery in the cell phone. And he's like, you are a liar. It's not real. Anyways.
Wow.
Anxiety is a crazy thing.
Yeah. Damn. And that's the real plot of this episode, actually. Taking a look at
just fear.
Mental health.
Boo! Yeah. You know.
Yeah. What is the Spinal Tap,
the scariest like, thing. Happy genuinely. Halloween, guys.
Yeah.
Spinal Tap is actually really horrible. They extract like bone marrow. Like spinal fluid. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So your cerebral spinal fluid. Yep. They stick a huge needle about this big, like genuinely like a foot or two, into the middle of your spine, and then they like
this big.
Suck it up. About, you know, yay high. Yeah, and it's horrible. And my friend, my very dear friend Madeline. actually had to get a spinal tap in Paris, France, and then they messed it up so badly that she was like paralyzed for like a day, and then they
in
had to
Paris,
fly.
They had to
fly her mom in. She was on a school trip. They had to fly her mom in.
Oh my God! I think the doctor like, did that procedure just walked in.
Oh my God!
Oh hello. It's me, the spinal tap doctor.
So
why did you mess up?
Yeah, what do you have to say for yourself?
I don't know. It's just that it happened. I don't know what to tell you.
Do you remember what you had for breakfast on that morning?
Wait. A chocolate cigarette, and another cigarrette, and a latte.
It's pretty hearty breakfast, honestly.
Do you think that's why? Were you feeling a little like out of it during the surgery? Is that a normal?
No. How do you say? I was fine. I was only off the regular amount of prescription drugs.
Je suis contempt. Contempt?
Like happy?
I don't know. Yeah. Like fine. Yeah. I don't speak French.
No, that's good.
No, it sounds right. It sounds right.
Yeah. So now we're just going over scary things. Scary things, medical malpractice.
Yeah.
Anxiety. The substance, not that scary.
That scary.
The substance, yeah. Margaret, let's get your thoughts on the substance.
I mean, I think I agree with you here.
Yeah? Because when we were leaving the theater, I was a little bit more insistent. I was like, me personally, I was like, this was a bad movie. Mm. But you were still a little bit on the fence. So, like, how are we feeling now?
That I think been, it like, was a bad weeks? Movie, but yeah. It was entertaining, and I enjoyed it.
I think...
And I like when
they
get a little crazy. I can't really spoil anything.
The ending's kind of fun.
Mm.
The ending's kind of fun. And there's like there's some good nods to like horror films. Like they have like a hallway with a carpet, like in like The Shining. Do you know what I mean? Like there's like the shower, like in the American Psycho. Psycho. So it's like there's like
I think horror, the scariest part was when Demi Moore thought that she wasn't pretty enough to go on a date.
Yeah,
I thought that
and
was
I remember
so
you
sad.
Like tapping at me,
and
in
so
the theater,
it filled me with fear and dread.
Yeah, and not with that guy too.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my gosh, is our next guest here?
Oh my gosh.
It's Demi Moore.
Oh my gosh.
Hey guys, you know, sometimes I really just don't want to grow up.
Oh, Demi, you don't have to cry. Demi, stop crying. It's
okay.
You
know, if only there was a thing I could date that would change everything.
But you would have to give yourself a spinal tap every day for the rest of your life. Are you okay with that?
Beauty is pain.
Yeah.
How does one self-administer a spinal tap? Like, do you just have to
got
the good reach?
Really gotta just.
You just gotta really go
but
for
that's,
it.
That's the spoiler. I can't explain how.
Oh, true.
Yeah. Hey, it's me, Demi Moore again. I had a really long arm.
She's like, all of my bones just like they detach. I actually take my shoulder out and then just go around the back, curve a little the spine, and you know,
the substance is just painkillers for like dislocating your shoulder.
I will say I loved the pump it up part.
Gotta pump it up.
I don't know if any of you guys are familiar with the pump it up. Yeah. Mm.
All I can think of is pump up the jam. Pump it up.
I think it was like them like ripping off that song. Like you think it was a nod to that. A nod or they didn't get like copyright permission.
Pump up the spinal tap into your back.
Literally. Yeah. There were some good like fight scenes. which like I wasn't expecting, but I was very happy that they, you know, I was like, wow, that's actually super crazy. So yeah, that's my thoughts on The Substance.
You guys should see.
Wouldn't watch it again.
I'm definitely gonna watch it.
No, definitely not.
I don't even know what it's supposed to do.
But actually, can I just say, as like someone that has like a condition that affects the way that I look, it's actually like kind of a crazy movie to watch. And I don't have something that's like so horrible, but I was thinking about like there was an old lady that was like sitting in front of us in the audience.
She was cackling.
And I know, but I kept thinking about like
she was laughing
because there's
hard.
All these like scenes of basically like, I don't think this is super a spoiler, but basically, like, if you take the substance and, like, whatever stuff is going wrong, like, it'll age you faster. So there was some scenes where it's like, oh, my God, no, my body's, like, worse than before, basically. Mm-hmm. But, like, when they're, like, and she's, like, freaking out about it, and it's like, oh, my God, like, this is
I'm
horrible.
I'm aging. Like, I
and
look like
just,
I'm
like,
70.
She looks, yeah. like, messed up, but she just looks like how an old person looks. And there's this, like, 70, 80-year-old lady that's sitting in front, and I'm like, damn, like, she was taking it, like, okay, but, like, I don't know. That'd be kind of... Like, I feel like it's kind of an offensive theme to a lot of people, or like people with disabilities. Like, it was like,
really kind of,
do you know what I mean?
They, going they focus really on in, our fear of aging.
Yeah, going really in on the body horror, but then like,
body just, horror is just like old people.
Yeah, old people or people with like some kind of like deformity. Like, yeah. it's like, that's
no!
really not
Let's talk
progressive,
about it, guys.
Like, yeah. at all. So, yeah.
I think there's a really good.
So, Demi, what do you have to say? Well,
actually, there's this really good movie that I think deals with aging in a way that's like kind of awesome. It's called Opening Night.
And Benjamin Button.
Super, yeah, Benjamin Button, yeah. yeah. But it's like super sick because, I don't know, you have to watch it. But it's like one person's like, oh, you're aging, like what's going on with you? And then the main character's like, who cares? And then it's sick. It's really good.
That sounds yeah. good.
And Demi.
Yeah. Thanks, Demi. yeah. So does anybody have any scary stories?
I do.
Okay.
Kay.
Are you Demi?
Hi, I'm Django. Okay, so imagine little Django, probably 4 years old, and I couldn't sleep on a bed properly because I would roll off and fall on the ground in the night. So my parents would do this thing where they would just put a yoga mat on the floor and I would sleep on it. And yeah.
Wait. Wow.
Yeah. So like my dad would like read me a bedtime story. He'd be on the bed and I would be on the ground. And a lot of the mornings like I'd just wake up on the ground, right? And I remember one morning waking up and I like went and checked to look up on my bed and then my dad was there with a crazy grin on his face, like out of this like the movie Smile Now, but it was like something like that. This is like in I must have been like 3 because I don't think my sister was born yet. But yeah, he had a crazy smile on his face. And I remember being really unsettled because I'm like, oh, this is like not my dad. And I ran into the washroom, which was across the hallway. And my dad was in the washroom shaving. And like, I don't know if it was
I have like a weird.
Yeah, like fully true. I don't know if I like was waking up from a dream, so I was like still like the first part of it was in a dream, but that like it felt so real to me,
yeah,
that like kind of wouldn't make sense. Yeah,
I have a story like that. I don't think I've ever told anybody the story, actually. I only kind of started thinking about it recently, but when I was like maybe 6, I was still living in New Brunswick, and I remember there's this one night I was trying to fall asleep, and I lived in like the countryside in New Brunswick at this time, so yeah, maybe I was more like 7. Anyways. And I was trying to fall asleep, and, like, I fell asleep, and I woke back up. And when I woke up, I swear that there was, like, something over me. Like, there was, like it was...
Sleep paralysis?
It was less of a... But, like, sleep paralysis, the only time I've ever had sleep paralysis, and it was at the age of 6. So, like, if it is sleep paralysis, like, maybe. But it, like, it really felt like there was, like, something that was, like, trying to lift me out of my bed. And it was super weird, and it was, like, I almost, like... felt like I had been jostled awake, like something had like actually physically like moved me awake, and then I woke up and it was like there, and then like I kind of was just like what, and like I remember it like still being there, and I don't know how it like ended up going away. I don't really remember, but like I literally got like shaken awake. Like I remember like waking up because of like movement, which is super crazy. And I don't have any kind of explanation. It's never happened to me again. And I did super live in the country, so I don't know. There's like scary stuff that happens in the country.
Whoa. That is crazy. I feel like I don't have any horror stories, but I feel like we can talk about like niche phobias that we have. I remember when I was like growing up and going to preschool, like I had to go with my parents because it was New York City. So like they had to, you know, take the subway with me. It's actually not scary at all, but I had the biggest fear of diapers because every single day, like, it was like a thing. Like, it was like a citywide issue that the mayor had to talk about. The moms would change their children's diapers on the subway, which, you know, I think that's okay, kind of. But as they're leaving, they frisbee it back onto the subway. Yes.
Ooh. Wait.
Like,
why would they do that?
No, listen, like, okay, Grand Central Station. And then you have to, like, I had to, you know, every time it's turning a corner, you have to kick up your feet to just, like, not let it hit you. And I remember every single day going to preschool, like, I was just so terrified. And then for the longest time, I was just scared of diapers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, fair enough.
Yeah.
But I feel like I've never had, like, I've never seen a ghost, but I would like to see one because I feel like they might be nice.
Do you guys believe in ghosts?
Fully.
Honestly, yeah.
I lived in a house that was like 110 years old in Massachusetts. There must have been a ghost, but I haven't seen one yet.
Yeah. Mm. There was this like, I remember I saw this guy who took all these photos of ghosts. Have you guys seen this stuff? I don't know how to. Yeah, have you seen this? Yeah. There's this guy, and it's super interesting. He like lived in this old house somewhere in the state, somewhere in like the woods in the U.S. And he took a ton of like film photos of ghosts that lived in his house, and they were like, I don't know, they didn't look like when you think like ghosts, but they were like definitely like some kind of like spectral apparition. And I wouldn't like necessarily believe in that stuff. But what's so funny about it is that the only film that would work, like he tried different films and different cameras and whatever, and like it would work on any camera, but he could only use Spectra film, which is so funny and so interesting. But there's like maybe like 80, 90 photos that this guy took at his house of these like different ghosts over like different years and stuff, and it's like he has so much like,
wait, what's the photographer's name?
I don't remember.
Both my dad and my cousin, there's photos that they've taken that is so, it's like insane that it looks like something is like fully there. And like one of my cousin's house like definitely was haunted. Like they were, I mean, maybe it was just as they would try to scare us, they were older cousins, but like they would tell us all these stories. And like I remember she had a picture of her friends in the backyard. It was like just earlier iPhone, so like iPhone 4 or something like that. But I remember like very vividly in the trees you can make out like a woman like going like this kind of like in the branches,
like reaching out,
like reaching out over her friends in the plane in the front. And like they would tell me all these things where like cups would go flying in the house and stuff like that. And then like, I mean, I'm sure it's kind of like exaggerated, but they said their mom was on a vacation. And a woman who, like, claimed to be a medium, like, walked up and was like, do you live in a yellow house with electricity? And
electricity?
Then they were like, yeah, we do. And then the medium was like, oh, there's an old woman who's, like, angry that you leave it so messy in the house and stuff like that. Yeah, the complete random person told
that
to them.
That's super, super scary.
That's so cool. Pretty, I don't know. Like, you could be as skeptical as you want, but I feel like...
My mom has a photo of a UFO that she took in New Zealand, which is super crazy. She was like 20, like, I don't know, like 23, 24, and she went to New Zealand. And she did like a bike trip there, which is really cool. And she just took like a random like photo of the sky on like a film camera. Just like, I don't know, well, I'm in New Zealand. There's some clouds and some mountains. And then she got it developed. And like years later, like literally years later, she like was looking through stuff and she posted a photo of her like developed like physical photo on Facebook. And one of her friends was like, bro, have you ever actually like looked at this photo? And if you super zoom it in, there's like fully a UFO in like the clouds, like genuinely, like there actually is. And there's no like, like, I don't even know how you would explain that. I'm not necessarily saying that that, like, proves that UFOs are real, but, like, it looks like a UFO. It's a photo my mom took. The person that, like, pointed it out didn't mess with it. Like, you just had to, like, zoom in, like, larger than you could if you were just looking at the, like, photo. Which is, like, super crazy. And I think maybe just a ghost actually just walked into the station. Probably the one that Django was just talking about.
Oh my god.
So
hey guys, it's me, Dave. I'm the ghost.
Dave the ghost.
Yeah. And I just want to put some things to rest on this ghost stuff. The guy taking pictures of me, it's pretty inappropriate. You know, I'm just trying to live my life. You know, he even got me getting out of the shower one time. It was not cool. And I'm just trying to live my life
Dave,
in the house.
Dave, how old are you?
I'm 155 years old.
Okay.
Dave. I died of cholera.
Cholera? You died of cholera?
Yeah, back in the day. Jesus. Or typhoid. It's one of the two.
I can't remember. It was a long time.
I have a really important question that I think a lot of people have been dying to know.
Yeah, please. I'm just here to put all the rumors to rest.
Do ghosts wear clothes?
Why would we wear clothes?
Thank you.
We're spectral beings.
Yeah.
But is it just the like showering makes you feel connected to your like?
Yeah, it's just
life.
I have routines that I had back in the day, and
but
I
like the getting dressed part, that part like didn't make the cut. Yeah. You didn't need to keep that.
Or like, do you only have one outfit then? Because if you died with it, is that like what you keep? Like, I'm really interested.
No,
about
see,
that.
This is a common misconception behind ghosts. We actually do have wardrobes. Mm. I don't change that often because you know who am I trying to impress? I'm just trying to live my life. But when I'm getting taken photos of. In my house when I'm just trying to live my own, you know, routine or whatever. It's pretty disruptive and it really throws me off my game.
Yeah. I mean, I think it would be disruptive.
Yeah.
So like, what's up with only having Spectra film? Like, why, like, do you have any kind of
Well, answer? The Spectra film just really, you know, it really does me favors on camera.
Right. Oh, so you don't want to be
Yeah.
It really
highlights my good features.
So you kind of like, when like this house resident is like, taking photos with other film, you just kind
I
of
just
like
try and you know go into the wall or something. You know, I don't really want to come out when
totally.
When the other film is because I just don't want to be perceived in a bad light. You know, and I think the Spectra film really does my face really nice.
Yeah,
when it's developed.
I mean, photos are beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah. I really appreciate
it. You're super photogenic.
All right, I have to go back.
Okay. Your time on this plane.
Yeah, I have a photo shoot scheduled for you know 1:35. So I got to get back to the house. Thanks for having me.
Oh yeah. Yeah, no problem. We've got a story going on here now.
Okay. I'm going to tell the story of how the killer used to live in my high school gym.
The killer?
The killer?
And this oh is
wait,
real.
Like
Wendy Williams, the killer.
Oh my god. Wait, should we do some background on who Wendy Williams and the killer is?
Yeah, wait. I'm sorry.
So
okay, cuz this
what about
is
shady,
so
what about shady so cameraman?
Yeah, the like compilations
so
of her
funny.
Talking about the killer
the
and
killer.
Halloween is it's enabling the killer. To come for all of us.
Yeah. And especially her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The killer's after
She's
her.
Like disappeared.
Wendy Williams?
Yeah. The killer got
after
her.
She took that like, screenshot.
What's that quote that she said? She's like, I would say respect my privacy, but I never do. So
that's so funny.
But I don't. So.
Wait, is she the one that was like dressed as the Empire
yes.
State Building?
Yeah. or the Statue of Liberty and she fell over.
And then she pushed them fainted on camera.
Yeah.
I need to know about the killer and the.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so for context, my high school had three gyms, which was like very excessive, but one of them was a separate building that was over 100 years old. And you would have to like go in the back to use the washroom. And I think it was either in grade 8 or 9 when someone went to the washroom and then they find that this other door is like locked. So they like, you know, start fiddling with it. And then they look through the keyhole. And instead of that being a washroom, it's, like, basically a dorm room. And there's, like, a bed. And then they, like, manage to open the door. And they go in there, and it's, like, a bed. And there's, like, someone's clothes and, like, little things of, like, food and water. And there's also a shower in there.
Jesus.
With, like, this nasty shower curtain. So they're, like, okay, someone is living in here. Because it was, like, really dingy. But, like, someone was living in there. And then, like, I think... 2 or 3 years later, they go back to be like, to check, see what's going on in there. And there were still things in there, but it had been moved. Like, it had been moved around. Like, someone was actually living in this.
Whoa.
Like, it's like Jughead
Wait,
living in
the
school.
Wait, but they left it and just went back to this?
Wait, where is this?
This is in West Van.
Oh, my God.
No way.
Yeah.
And it was the killer?
Did they ever, like, did
no one
was
ever,
anyone
we
found?
Never told the teachers or anything. Everyone just, there's also a video of people, like, walking through and filming it.
Oh.
But, cool. Yeah, that gym also had, like, a weird attic. I, like, went up a ladder and I, like, hit the roof and there was, like, weird stuff going on in the attic. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
So there's probably people living in the attic too, do you think? Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. And in the walls. Killer community.
Yeah. Killer community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's crazy. Like, yeah.
That's
yeah.
Terrible. It's like, have you ever seen the picture of like the Danny DeVito shrine in like a, some random high school washroom?
Yeah. My high school had one. Uh-huh. They like recreated it. Yeah. Yeah. They did a lot of stuff
that's
in
like,
the washroom.
That's like the same thing, but.
Well. But there was that lady. Story. There's I remember reading one day, there's that lady. She was like, I swear there's someone like coming into my apartment, but I can't, like, I don't have any evidence for it or whatever. And like someone would literally, like, he would lived in her vent.
Oh,
and
right.
Like when I she yeah yes. He lived in her vent. Yes. And then when she was like in her living room or whatever, like he wouldn't be there, but he was like he was just like watching her. And then he would literally like come out at night and like go eat her food and like walk around and stuff and then like clean up and then like go back in.
Because she installed like security cameras or something like that to like see what was going on, and that was the evidence.
And there was also like something like a few years ago where people heard like voices. They're like, I'm hearing voices. There was like a community in New York that were building tunnels like underground. I think it was like a religious group or something.
Whoa. That's crazy.
It's crazy.
All right, I got another story for us, and this is a personal anecdote, and I really love telling this story because it's kind of whack.
I'm excited.
All right, so this is like maybe 7 years ago, and my family and I went to go stay at the Fairmont Banff Springs.
Nice.
And if you guys have seen this hotel, it's like a big haunted mansion type beat. And so basically we had this room that was super old, and there was like two like light switches, like one in the front and one in the back. And the one, we were like in the room all sitting down, and to like turn the lights off, you basically like have to go all the way up to the front of the like hotel room. And then after that, the lights would be off in the room. So we were all lying in bed, and my dad was like, all right, time to go turn the lights off. So he goes, and he's like getting up, and he's going to go turn the lights off. And like we say it, right? Like we say out loud, the lights go off. Like the whole, like all the lights in the room go off, and they were all on.
Maybe it was like a clapper situation.
Oh, see, you would think, but it was an old ass hotel. So then afterwards we were like, okay, that was sus. So he's like standing up, and we're all like, well, that's kind of weird. So then the lights are all off, and as a joke, my mom's like, we should turn them back on. And then the lights, after like three beats, go back on. And we're all like, ooh, okay, this is weird. So then we go over to the front breaker, and he like flicks the lights on and like flicks them on and off. And they were still like flicking on and off normally. So then we were all like really sussed out. So we go back and lie down, and the lights were like completely off. And then my mom, who was just lying there, was like, okay, that was spooky as hell. And then for like 5 minutes after, nothing. And then all of a sudden, just our room lights went on.
Ooh.
Like just the front one, just the room ones.
Nice and spooky.
A little bit. So then after that, we're all like, well, we're screwed. We're like, there's definitely something in this room because this hotel is like notoriously super haunted. But to this day, my family still thinks, my dad's trying to be like, it was a circuit breaker. But my mom's dying on the hill that it was a ghost in the room trying to like mess with us. So no one knows. It was either faulty switches or a real ghost.
Spooky. Okay, we got to take a quick break to play some important messages, important ads, but we'll be right back with a little bit more ghost stories in a few.
Radio.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio. Happy. Boing.
Are you interested in playing, watching, or discussing all things cricket? Look no further than UBC's Cricket Club. Reach out to @AMSUBCCricketClub on Instagram to get connected today.
AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre, the SASC, is a free and confidential service which provides support to those who experience sexual assault, intimate partner violence, and harassment. We provide services to folks of all genders, including students, staff, faculty, and those who have a connection to the UBC Vancouver campus. We provide crisis and short-term emotional support, legal, medical, and campus-related advocacy, and outreach and educational programs. We are located in the Student Nest, room 3130. For more information on our hours of operation and other resources and services, please go to our website, amssasc.ca, or visit our Facebook page, AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre.
Hola, this is Empanadas Ilegales, and you're listening to CITR, broadcasting from beautiful UBC Vancouver, British Columbia. Cometela!
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. We have a special Halloween episode, arts report, sorta.
Kinda.
Sorta, kinda.
Sorta, kinda.
It actually is extremely special, so.
Yeah.
I agree. Okay, who's got a ghost story? Who's next?
Yeah. I don't, well, first, like, I've been here, but I've been in silence, you know, for so long, so it's time that I break that silence and just let you guys know that I am here. It's Mickey, and I did say that I would give, like, my roommate a little shout-out. So, Maya, who's also in the Arts Collective, I'm just going to shout you out right now. But I don't have any specific ghost stories, but I will say that I live in a super, super old house, like, in the woods in the Midwest, so people always, like, just assume that it's haunted. And, like, it may or may not be. And, like, also somebody, like, kind of, like, lived their last days in that house. Mm. Whoa. But, yeah. No, yeah. So. And it also used to be kind of like a farm. So, yeah, lots of stuff going on with my house. But no, like, specific stories that come to mind.
Wait, I've got a story. I've got a good one. This is not my story, but my mom's. But she used to model for this friend that she had who was a photographer. And there was this old abandoned penitentiary in Oregon. Can't remember what it was called. But it hadn't been running since, like, probably, like, 1950 or something like that. And her friend, who loves, like, eerie stuff and would shoot in all these, like, old warehouses that were, like, not running or something like that, because she liked to shoot photos to actually make it look like there was, like, ghosts in the frame. So they go to this, like, old penitentiary. The security guard lets them in and is like, by the way, this place is super haunted. Like, don't be alarmed if you hear a bunch of stuff. And he was telling them, like, all these stories about how there's no electricity running in the place, but, like, light bulbs will come on and there's even, like, music that starts playing, like, for some reason. Just, like, really, like, cinematic stuff that would happen all the time. And so my mom's already like, okay, no. And her friend's like, no, come on, like, it'll be fast, like, don't worry about it. A, she's also taking film photos, so, you know, you gotta get the lighting, like, it's not as fast as, like, a digital camera. And so the first thing that happened was they were in one of the rooms where it was, like, a, like, testing area, I guess, what it used to be, and there was still, like, beds and, like, cots that were just, like, left there. And so they're in this room, they start hearing voices coming from down the hall, and they're like, oh my god, like, it's probably people, because people sneak in there all the time, like, we don't want to scare them. So they go and they, like, just go into, like, deeper into the room and just, like, wait for these people to pass. And so they said that they kept hearing the voices getting louder and louder until it sounded like it was at the door, and then it just faded away and no one was there. And they're like, okay, weird. And then they go down really stupidly to the morgue, which is in the basement, where there's no electricity either.
And that's like when, like, the protagonist of a horror film, like, goes out, no, like,
literally
by themselves to, like, the worst part that they
exactly.
could.
In the middle of the
night. Hey, guys, I think we should split up.
Yeah, I think
yeah, let's, exactly. let's not stick together.
Exactly. So, like, every time she tells me this story, I'm like, oh, my God, just, like, checked one after the other, like, in classic, like, horror movie fashion. And so they go down to the morgue, and her friend literally makes her lay in one of the, like,
oh,
beds. Yeah, she's like, oh,
no. And so as she's waiting for her friend to, like, literally open one of these, like, compartments where literal dead bodies have been in them, she says she looked up at the top of the stairs, and it looked like there was, like, steam coming out of the ground, but it wasn't. Like, obviously there was no heat or electricity, so what else could it have been? So she's like, ghosts. I swear I saw a ghost. But also, like, hearing a group of people talking, and then, like, nothing's there. And it's, she's like, I don't know if she said that they sounded frantic or not, but it was weird.
I've had an experience where I fully thought I heard a group of people talking, but it wasn't a group of people.
The voices.
Yeah.
The voices.
But I was in a graveyard.
Oh.
Yeah. It was after a party.
Oh.
And I was walking through a graveyard, and I fully was like, there was a parade of, like, it sounded like I was in a room full of people talking, like, behind me, and I was like, what the hell is going on? And I turned around, and there was nobody there, obviously, and that was really freaky. But I feel like I'm not like a religious person or anything, but I feel like there's such a weird, like, energy to graveyards, and maybe that's because of, like, connotations of graveyards in general, that you kind of just are in that mindset. But, like, every time I've been to this one, it's just so, like, weirdly emotional in different ways. And, like, I went, I guess, last year, tomorrow, actually, it would have been on, like, All Souls Day or All Saints Day or something.
Dia de los Muertos.
Yeah, yeah. And there was every year they do a thing at the graveyard on 41st and, like, Fraser. Mm-hmm. They do a thing for November 1st. And I went, and it was so, like, I've never felt, like, shared grief with people before, even though, like, I hadn't, like, lost someone in that year, and it was just, like, whoa, really crazy.
It's a really cool day. I don't know. It's kind of like a celebration of life.
Yeah.
It's very cool. I really like it, and it's very spiritual.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's tomorrow.
Yeah, November 1st.
Yeah, it is. It is. That's how I feel when I walk through Lone Fir in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
That place is wild and huge.
Yeah.
But it's very old. But honestly, I like looking at the, like, tombstones. For some reason, during COVID, I would just walk through there a lot.
It's cool to think about, like...
Like, it's old
people,
Portland.
You know, like, we're buried here.
Yeah.
You know,
and, like, in mausoleums and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's,
like,
going to be us one day.
Not me. I'll live forever. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm cursed. Well,
that's what they say.
Cursed. So what can you do?
Like, no one's lived forever yet, but, like,
yeah, you're the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never know.
We'll see. You don't know until you die.
Exactly.
If we stay,
and then
in
you
this
don't
room.
Know.
Yeah.
Well, unless you're Dave or our last
guest. Right. Yeah. Unless you're Dave the ghost who was cursed with forever being a ghost, being taken pictures of.
Well, I feel like if you're cursed forever to be a ghost with your buddies, that would be a pretty good life.
It'd be pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder, like, what activities you could get up to
as a ghost.
Yeah.
Haunting people sounds pretty fun.
Yeah, I think, or like the mischievous light flicker ghost, that would be good. That would be like, you just.
How much is it you think of them just messing? Like,
oh, 100%.
Oh, 100%. They're just like, haha, this is funny.
Yeah, because it's like you.
They have to be bored sometimes.
You have this position of power that no one can even begin to understand.
Yeah, and good luck having anyone believe you.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I'm
going to
mess with you all
day. It's like, I'm just going to make this person go crazy just for fun.
When you're stuck living as a ghost forever, I think it's like those types of activities that you have to get into to make your life interesting.
Do people ever see, like, animal ghosts? I feel like we always only interact with human ghosts.
No, I've definitely, like, we have, like, some cats that are buried in my backyard. I swear to God, I see them all the time in my house.
That makes me think of Coco.
I think, yeah.
Oh.
And the dog.
The
dog?
And Coco.
I have a cat now, but I had another cat as well that passed away. And I swear I would just, like, out of the corner of my eye, see something, like, run by me.
Exactly.
And I'd be like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just those particles in your eye.
Mm-hmm. No, no.
I hate to break it to you.
It's the sleep.
Yeah, it's the lack of sleep.
Yeah, it's the lack of sleep. I mean, I don't know. I feel like it totally could be. Because, now don't take this the wrong way, but one time I spoke to, like, a medium,
And she basically told me that, like, if you see something out of the corner of your eye and, like, your first initial reaction is like, oh, it's that. Mm. It probably is that.
Mm, interesting. So trust your gut?
Pretty much.
Okay, we have time for, like, one more story. Does anyone want to finish us off with a great Halloween-esque theme story?
I'll just say something really quick about trusting your gut. That's what you should also do when you play trivia.
Mm. At the Fringe.
Yeah.
Mm.
Everyone pull up to Fringe Trivia.
On Tuesday.
At 8.
Exactly. And but sometimes
you gotta be there early so you can get
Yeah, you got to get a spot.
Yeah, true.
It's too popular.
It is pretty small.
Also, party tomorrow. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. November 1st.
November 1st.
Anyone,
sadly,
anyone,
not Halloween.
Anyone got any more ghost, spooky, Halloween, witch, you know, stories? Has anyone spoken with a real witch?
No. I want to do my palms red, though, or something. Like,
the witches.
Actually, I have.
Really? Okay,
one
yeah.
One time, like, not in depth or anything, but I was, like, a girl did introduce herself to me as a witch, and I remember that so distinctly because I was at, like, sleepaway summer camp.
Mm, and, classic.
Like, I want to say maybe, like, grade 5. And, yeah, like, she said it just so, like, off the rip, like, just, like, so offhand.
Oh, yeah, I'm a witch.
Yeah, like, and I'm a witch, and, like, with my witch group, and, like, what?
Your coven.
No, yeah, and then so she was kind of doing, like, some palm reading a little bit, but just kind of dabbling, but some of the other girls in the cabin weren't, like, believing her because she was saying things that could kind of happen to anyone, and she was saying, like, you might have 2 kids or you might not. So,
like, that's like,
yeah,
you may yeah. live, you may die. Who
no,
knows?
Exactly. So, but, like, yeah, a lot of the girls were skeptical, but, like, I want to say that I did believe in it just in case, you know.
Just
like,
in just case,
for,
right.
Protect
yeah,
myself,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I think that's a fair assumption. I mean.
That's a good story. Really that's care. A great story. Okay, with that, we had Serena, who was dressed up as.
The girl with the green ribbon. Yeah.
Also,
and,
if you know, you know.
Yeah.
And it. The ribbon came off.
The ribbon came off. And
yeah,
in her honor, we are going to finish off this episode with a great song. That's
great.
Gonna. That's
solid
gonna.
Transition. Solid
okay.
transition.
This is the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
he's gone away. Said I might see him again someday. But I'm thinking that's just a lie. He gives to girls he's loved when they run out of his tie. That's okay. That's alright. I'll be lonesome till the morning. I'll go searching for some light. That's okay. I'll be fine. I've got some whiskey and some Joni to keep me warm tonight. My baby, well, he skipped town. I keep watching my front door that he's coming, knocking back around. Some